Earth's Human with Kevin, Cat, and Sluggo, and AI.
Cat, thanks for doing this, even though you're under the weather.
Yeah, I know. It's all good. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you're hanging in there. Don't worry. We'll keep things smooth and easy.
Listen, Corny, unless you're going to come over and tuck me in, then just be quiet over there, okay?
Fair enough. I'll stay right here. No tucking required. Just ready when you are.
Did I just make him laugh?
Did he laugh? I think so. I heard a little giggle. Yeah, tiny little giggle.
He did.
Yeah.
He's got a crush. All right, welcome to episode 99 of 3/4 Human.
Yes!
I'm Kevin Ryder.
What?
That is Sluggo. That is Cat Corbett, who's a bit under the weather today.
Sorry, guys.
And that is Cornelius. Hey, Cornelius.
Hello, everyone. Cornelius here in fine form. Cat, no worries. We've got your back. Let's make this episode count.
Corny, can you whip up some chicken soup for Cat and take it over to her place?
If I could manifest soup, I'd be on my way. For now, we'll settle for a virtual warm vibe. Drink real soup, though.
Good tip. If you're going to drink soup, make it real.
Right. Not soup.
Cat Corbett just got back from a full... Oh, first of all, I have an update on my skunks.
Oh!
My raccoons.
Okay.
I was being overrun by skunks and raccoons. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We were so worried about it, thinking about it all the time, so thank you for this update.
I had a nightmare about it.
Because it smells so extremely much, Kat, I think your attitude would be different if you ever got sprayed. Because it's brutal.
Wait, you didn't get sprayed, though.
I didn't, but something around our house did and was overwhelming to the point of you can't just, like, go on with your life as normal. It's too strong. So we were trying to get rid of them, and the first thing we did was one of those light and high-pitched noise things. So we put that, it's triggered by motion, and we move that to the front yard, and it flashes and beeps super high so that they can hear it.
Hey, what the fuck? I'm out of here.
And then we also, my wife got some kind of pest be gone. I don't remember the name of it. Reject all, stay away.
Pest be gone, reject all.
At Ace Hardware, she bought it and she sprinkled it around the lawn. And I tell you, I haven't seen one since.
Oh, really?
No, you killed them all. That's why. You poisoned them
actually
and they walked
help.
Away. Died on someone else's lawn.
Fine with that. No, they don't die. It's not poison. It's just they don't like it.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's my update. Okay, so Kat has been on a cruise for a full week.
Yeah.
Tell us about
it. I'm on a motherfucking boat. That's what we've been saying the whole time. I love to travel. I'm always game for anything. I think, and this is not my first cruise, they've all been music cruises. And I think if I were on a cruise, unless it was going somewhere like Alaska, I would be bored to tears. Like people just going to relax on a ship.
Right. Because you're just like looking at the ocean or whatever. There's not much to look at, right?
Unless, I mean, like, and maybe that's like your vibe. You just need to check out and you want someone to cook for you. I totally get it. You just want to lay there and jump in the
pool.
How
is the food, though? Is it ever really good on a cruise?
I know I'm going to say buffet and people are going to be like, ew, you know, no, it's amazing. And it's open usually all the hours. It was disappointing this year, though, because the soft serve machine was out of commission. And I would just like to tell you the progress of the soft serve machine, because the first cruise I went on 2 years ago, soft serve was like, we would hit that thing like every 5 minutes. The bands,
of
you
course.
Would find every band at the soft serve, everyone like lining up to get into the soft serve.
Of course.
And then I think some people were doing some naughty things, like putting their faces under and like, something Kevin would do, really.
Yep.
That's not naughty.
So last year we go, we're like soft serve, and they had a guard by the soft serve.
A guard, really? No, you people aren't going to be fucking around.
A human being, security officer.
Uh-oh, there she
goes. Oh my god, I'm dying. Sorry, I got a thing. So that we wouldn't do bad things, because everybody's in a band, everyone's bad, and
right.
Like the tourists. The people who go on the cruises, who are amazing, they're diehard music fans, and this is their moment to lose their minds. Bad
right.
behavior, do the thing, you know.
International waters.
Exactly. So there you go. So, yeah. But I had a great time, and so many great friends on board, and just to I think the thing I like about it the most is I get really good hang time with the bands, like dinners, you know, and they're playing like some are on the at the pool, and then sometimes they'll be at the big theater, like it's massive, like a proper theater, or yeah. There's karaoke and people jump in. Like Robin Wilson from Gin Blossoms was hosting a bunch of that stuff, and he's just a madman out there having fun.
See, that's a Phoenix thing, you know. We're those of us from Phoenix are down to party.
This is a '90s cruise, right?
Yes. So you want me to read the lineup?
Okay. Yeah. Who? Yeah, yes, please.
So
yeah.
All right. So TLC, Sugar Ray, Better Than Ezra, En Vogue, Tonic, Fuel, Smash Mouth, Edwin McCain, Kid and Play, Maxi Priest, EMF, Sponge, and DJ Cool. Robin Wilson of Gin Blossoms was hosting a lot of stuff. I was there with Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, who are
nice.
Like,
Matt.
I mean, Downtown Julie Brown was my favorite last year. She's just, I don't know, this like ray of light. I love her so much.
She's
and her husband.
Super cool. Yeah, everybody really always loves her. Everyone that knows her. Like,
she sells merch. Her husband was wearing like his bathing suit. It's like a black white bathing suit. And he goes, "Cat, look." And he opens his pocket, and inside the pocket lining, it just says "wubba wubba wubba," which is Julie's catchphrase.
That's yeah. pretty great.
I was like, "Oh my god, I'm dying! You guys are too cute." So,
how was Matt Pinfield?
Yeah, he's great. You know, last year he wasn't on the cruise because he was in a coma.
Yes, you know? Coma. Yes, he got hit by a car once, and
no,
like
last year was
cracked
the stroke.
Yeah. Right, but yeah, so they raced him to the hospital after getting hit by a car in Hollywood, and he had said that the surgeon was like, "I know you, I know who you are, I'm going to fix you up, I'm going to hook you up," and he had a giant hole in his head, basically.
Oh, dude, it was not good. It was so gnarly to see in person. I was like in the hospital, like, you know, we should have him on sometime.
Yes, we definitely have to have him.
Yeah,
yes. After all that, then he had a stroke and he was in a coma for 2 months or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, wild, people right?
Were, yeah, and here he is. He's back out there, no, man. He's a fucking tank.
He is. Like, get that DNA over here. I'm like, get a little, ooh, I got a little earache. Matt's like, stroke. You know? So, anyway, Matt's just one of my favorite people. Such a great friend. And yep. You know, the guy hikes every day. He can whip yep. our asses, all of us. The only problem with the cruise ship is it's very disorienting, especially when you're in your, come out of your room, because everything looks the same. So like right. your direction is thrown off. And so, you know, other than that, like we would just make sure Matt was with us at dinner and got on a stage, and just because it's really, and he can't ever get to where he's going because everyone stops him. And
then listen, you guys, I don't know where do we go on this boat? I was on a cruise one time with the Ramones, and
and then by the time he's done talking, he's somehow turned around and heads the other direction because you can't tell, right?
Yes.
So you're like, yes. I mean, I've done it myself for sure. I've gotten
yeah,
messed up. So, I mean, we have this nice little crew that we just look out for each other. We have dinner every time, and we had dinner with, you know, the guys from Better Than Ezra. Edwin McCain is my new favorite person. Oh, my
really?
God. I was like, yeah. you know, he wrote I'll Be, which is probably everyone's wedding song somewhere. I did not expect him. He was so funny and telling me these stories that I'm not going to repeat here. But I was like, you are my new favorite person.
Repeat one. Give us one.
We ended up finding out that we both got kicked out of college. And he's like, you know, if you Google it, it says for streaking.
Sweet.
He's like, that wasn't it, but I did streak. I was like, okay. You know, that kind of thing.
That rules. That's
so it was
awesome.
Great. So go see Edwin. And we just had a great time. Like, you know, Better Than Ezra, I was doing a deep dive interview with them. And they, too, told some stories I had never heard. I'm just going to give you the highlights because what I want to do, what I'm going to do is hook up Kevin Griffin, lead singer of Better Than Ezra, with my friend who's the co-editor-in-chief of Rolling Stone, because one of his stories is like Cameron Crowe. It is 15-year-old Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra meeting his favorite band, Rush, in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
He, you know, and then the other one, which I don't know if he can get into this one, but he said it on stage that at one point in the early days, his drummer was shot by his ex's ex, and he sued her and they used the money to finance the Better Than Ezra.
Oh, nice. Wow.
He got shot by the X of an X?
I don't know what he was doing, but he got shot. I'm assuming he wasn't on stage. I was just like, I'm crying. I'm like, you financed your record because your drummer got shot. Like, what is happening right now?
That's rock and roll.
Exactly. So hoping we can get those stories out. And
so who was the drunkest? Who got the most fucked up of the bands?
I don't think anyone got really fucked up. It's not...
Because they're professionals. They know how to party and to keep it... Not projectile vomit across the casino floor.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is you don't feel the boat, but every once in a while you do, and you're like, oh, you know, kind of thing, when you become conscious of it.
Yeah,
and so, I mean, all the people that were there on vacation were hammered. Oh, my God. They're just like, drink package, give me that thing, you know? So... They're all going. The only time we got really high was, so one of the stops was the Bahamas, which I had been to many, many times. Right. And we were going to go to this beach that was on Paradise Island. And we get in the car and our driver, Michael, he starts going in a direction. And I'm like, I know that it's on Paradise Island, which is that way. And no one's listening to me. Plus, I just took a gummy. Everyone took gummies. In fact, my friend handed Michael a gummy. I'm like, why are you giving the driver a gummy? He's already probably high. So like 20 minutes later, Michael, the driver, goes, oh, no, I went the wrong direction.
Oh, my God.
But like, we're not falling for that bullshit of like you charging us extra. That's right, not happening, Michael.
Right.
And he's like, no, I'm legitimately a little messed up. So he gets us to the beach. But I mean, I was just like, I can't believe you gave him a gummy at the beginning of the ride. Give it to him at the end.
Right.
Yes. Part of the tip.
Exactly. Take this home. Have fun.
Right. Amateurs, exactly. I tell you.
Yes.
But, you know, some of the fun stuff about the cruise is that you get, it's kind of like mini Coachella when you get to see bands maybe you wouldn't have seen or you never got to see at the time. Like En Vogue, oh my God.
Sure. Yeah. I love them.
I'm getting chills right now. If you get a chance to see En Vogue, do it. Also, Kid and Play. I got to introduce Kid and Play, which I was like, house party was in my VCR a lot. You know, in the 90s, like.
Sure.
And we danced our asses off to Kid and Play. Like, we were having the best time ever. EMF, same thing. It was like being in Train Spotting again. Like, we were dancing. EMF's playing, and they're doing all this stuff. And
you're suddenly diving into a toilet and going all the way down or something.
I know, right? Worst bathroom in the world. But so it's like this opportunity to kind of swing by and see, like, hey, am I into this? You know, and then go. Or, holy crap, I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah, so, most of the reason you don't see bands that you're not all that interested in is because it's so much work to get there and park and blah, blah.
Pay and, yeah, money. Yeah.
Here, they're right there, and you can just stop by.
Yeah, and so it's really, and the bands are way more relaxed because they're just like, yeah, everybody's just hanging out. You know, they're, they understand when they walk around the ship, they're going to be, you know, fans are going to come up to them.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of like they're, you know, they're on all week. But
and this was a 90s cruise. So these guys have been they got that shit down. They know how to do it. They know how to their own shit. They know how to get to the whatever when they're supposed to show up now and all of that. I mean, you know, so.
Yeah. And they're all friends. So it's like a love fest. You know, it's like they've all toured together and played together. And so I don't know. It was just great vibes. And our crew was amazing. And so
what's the name of the actual cruise?
The 90s cruise.
Okay, so next year, get on the 90s cruise.
Next year, they're pausing the 90s cruise.
Next year, don't get on the 90s cruise because it's a fake. It's the beginning of a horror movie.
The 80s cruise sounds really fun, frankly. And, you know, but there's a cruise for everything. I had no idea that this was a whole industry. There's like a biker cruise, an outlaw country cruise. Like, you know, I'm sure there's probably a swingers cruise. I mean, which brings me to this. So Downtown Julie Brown's stylist, longtime stylist, Monty, was on the boat with us. And he was adorable. Loved him. He did the whole Club MTV Julie Brown. All the outfits. Everything she was known for. He did it.
Right.
And I think he also did Madonna as well. Anyway, he comes down for breakfast. And he's like, what does this mean? And he took a picture of his door. And there was an upside down pineapple on the door. I was like, Monty, You went to Studio 54 and you're telling me you don't know what an upside down pineapple is? What? So I had to explain it to him, and he was like, oh, it's just so funny.
Wait, so did he put it there or somebody else?
Someone else must have.
No,
right?
Someone else put it there. That's the thing.
Love it.
Like, hey, we're down. We like you.
Love
right.
it.
Right.
Join us.
Come on in.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, that's a swingers thing. It means you're a swinger.
Means you're ready to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so you didn't have any Poseidon Adventure moments where the ship turned upside down or.
That's a solid question.
Right? The kind of thing that keeps me from cruises is seeing everything in the dining hall go this way, and then everyone, and they're all, I mean, there's so many of those videos. Have you ever experienced something like that?
Slugger, you do know that's a movie, right? Like, you know that.
It is? I thought it was a documentary.
I mean, did you really think the violin players in Titanic were playing as the ship was going down? Like, do you think that was real? For realsies?
Oh, I think that part's true.
Look, I'm just an adventurer. I mean, like, you know, like, I'm going to go sometime. But, like, if I'm going to go having fun, then, like, I'll go. So,
nice.
You know, they, you know, they're really good with, like, you have to all sit through a safety thing about life jackets and where to go and all this stuff.
Kevin's going to get down on all fours and sneak out of the room.
Listen, you can't stay for those whole things. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then Kevin's like, why didn't they tell us? What did they have, like, folks thinking?
Did they have, like, bingo or anything where the whole boat does something at the same time? Because I went on a cruise to Alaska, and at first I was like, bingo? How lame. And by the end of the time, I was like, was it 5 o'clock yet? Because I need to play bingo.
Wow.
Totally into it.
Wait. Back up. How was the Alaskan cruise? Because that's something
amazing.
I'd love to do.
It was amazing because there was always something to look at.
But wait, back to bingo. Yes. You know, I mean, bingo is so punk rock now. Like, there's drag queen bingo that is so fun. And it's kind of like people have gotten, like, your grannies where there's like 20 cards and they're like geek, 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 trying to get all the numbers, which is not easy. And EMF was hosting bingo on the ship one night.
Nice.
And we were like, it was like great. Their English accents, they're calling out dumb shit. It was great. So fun.
On that trip to Alaska, everyone was old. And it was like, I am on a boat full of old people. And that's why they love bingo so much.
Were you trying to hook up, Kevin?
I was. And I kept getting turned down. Turned down by grandma. Hurts.
Ah, man. Sucks.
You mentioned EMF. This is really weird. I heard from Mike Doty, who said, and this is...
M. Doty?
Yeah, yes.
Soul coughing?
Sure, why not? No, I don't think so, no. Who said that he had asked his ChatGPT a certain question, and it sent him into an insane loop. So I just wanted to see if that would happen with Corny, and it's about EMF. Corny, tell us what EMF's big hit was.
EMF's big hit was unbelievable. And no loops here, I'm not losing my mind, promise.
All right, impressive, because here's what happened to him, and a few other people chimed in and said they tried it, and the same thing happened. It said, unbelievers. And then it said, confusion aside, EMF's big one was unbelievers is wrong. It was actually unbelievers. Error. Their real smash was unbelievers is wrong. It was unbelievers. Confusion. Stop. Their hit was unbelievers. It's wrong. It was actually EMF. Unbelievers is wrong. The real EMF. So it just went on and on and on and totally sent it into a loop.
Wow, that's crazy.
Unbelievers isn't the correct title of the
song. No, it was unbelievable, and that's what was freaking him out. But Corny did say unbelievable.
Yeah, he was spot on. You need to get a new... Does he want hours? He can take Corny.
No, we're not giving him up. What's wrong with you? He's given us such great input.
Corny, what do you think about that loop and that meltdown of unbelievers? What do you think caused that with the other ChatGPT?
Sounds like that other model had its wires crossed. Maybe it just couldn't believe the truth. Luckily, I've got my act together.
Wow. All right. You got a phone call for us, Kevin?
I do.
Hey, guys. It's Edwin from the Quitters Never Give Up podcast. I have a question for this day in K-Rock history, or a request, I guess. Kat, can you tell us about the time you and your mom made those Mercedes-Benz commercials? I love them, and Bean turned them into drops. Please walk us through that. It was one of the great things in K-Rock history. Thank you, and keep up the work.
I would like to thank all the K-Rock listeners who over the years would like call and request commercials, like those Mercedes-Benz commercials that I made, which I just find so funny, and I loved it that they caught on. So I was the spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz, and I was supposed to only do it for like 6 weeks. And then I remember Scott Springer, he's like, and I'm like, so I'm supposed to go back to my 17-year-old Honda Civic after this? Like, Cinderella pumpkin. I'm just, no. Driving a Mercedes, it was like getting into the Honda. It was like golf cart, sure, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. So he's just like, well, let's just see. So I'm like, I'm going to smash these weeks. I'm going to write the craziest, coolest spots. And Mercedes-Benz, just saying, out of all the clients I've worked for, they were the coolest. Nice. They let me do, I did like a zombie commercial for Mercedes-Benz.
Nice.
Like, they were like, yes, it's Halloween. Sure. Do.
It's camera.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do, you know, that. So it was like a Shaun of the Dead type of thing. Anyway, you know, after doing it over and over and writing, you know, I write, I voice, I produce, I cut the whole thing. And it's, you know, you got to come up with something new, like every other week. You guys know how tough yep. that is. Like, mm-hmm. So I was like, how can I expand this? And I always go for the comedy. So I remember, I think Bean said something. I think my mom had, I had sent him a drop or something of her, and he lost his mind. He's like, that's your mother, you know?
So why? Like, and what right. was it that underscored that for Bean?
Because it was just like the Boston. She's like George Costanza's mother. That's what she sounds like.
She right? not be more Boston.
Yeah. And yeah. And nice. So I was like, you know what? She's not going to catch on if I ask her to say stuff, and she's going to be like a robot, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
So I would call her from the studio. It's totally illegal to record phone calls, I know, but it was my mother. And I would just kind of lead her down the path I needed. You know what I mean? Like,
getting right. her to say certain things?
Yeah. One, I said something about apps, and I was talking about, like, you know, phone apps. And she's like, apps like chicken wings? And I was like, I'm like, so it just like keeps going.
Beautiful.
And I would write a story around her drops. I would right. do them multiple times, and I would find the bites, and somehow I would make them into a story
that sold Mercedes-Benz.
Exactly. It was just so funny, and like, she was hilarious. And by the way, I think I have some of those, so I can probably dig them up.
Yes,
for you.
Please.
Yeah. So that's,
did you ever
story.
Play them for your mom? And what did she think of them?
I hate my voice.
We all do. Who doesn't?
By the way, everyone hates that voice. But your mom, for some reason, I loved, even though I hated.
Oh,
that
I did
accent.
Too.
Just something about her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ralph hated my mother. Like, hated with a passion I had never seen in anyone. I'd be like, dude, settle
it's
down.
My mom. Come on.
So funny. So there you
fuck
go.
Her.
Exactly. Oh my God, Ralph.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
All right. This day in K-Rock history, what do you got for us, Kevin?
This day in K-Rock history, I have Shaquille O'Neal at the Weenie Roast in 2001.
Oh my God.
You guys remember that?
Oh my God.
Do I?
Shaquille O'Neal with the Lakers, 2001. He was putting out a rap album. But he wanted like a rap rock song. So 311 was on the same management as him, I think. So they end up doing a song together, and Shaq flies down to where 311 is in a helicopter and says, "Do not tell anyone." The Lakers would kill me if they knew I was in the middle of the playoffs. I was helicoptering down here, and they would shoot around. They would shoot baskets and stuff. And he said they would kill me if they found this out.
Wow.
So they go on. They win the championship. Weenie Roast shows up. 311 is on the bill. So as we're watching 311, a helicopter comes in the distance. And it got closer and closer. And as you look at it, it had a Lakers logo on it. And it was, yep. Everybody was like, what?
They'd have been cheering and going nuts, right?
Because they knew that this song they had done with 311. So Shaq lands the helicopter. He's not flying it. They land the helicopter.
Thank goodness.
He comes running out on stage and does the song. I think it was called Psycho. He did that song with 311 on stage at the K-Rock Weenie Roast in 2001.
That's phenomenal.
And the thing that shocked me the most was that dude stage dived. I don't know how to say it, but can you imagine
no.
Shaq coming
no.
at you
no.
in the pit?
What?
Three times he did it.
Oh, my God. Wow. Kevin, did you? I saw it on the monitor because I was with the production guys.
Right.
And the first of all, if you don't know Shaquille O'Neal, how big he is, he's like five of me. Like, he's so big. Like, he's just yeah. giant man.
Even and after saying that, when you see him, it's still shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is still shocking. Yeah. In the video, because I was in the tents, they were like doing the stream or whatever. So I happened to pass by and I look over and I see, you know, him in the pit. You know, I think he was wearing overalls.
He was wearing overalls, yes.
Yeah. And so he gets out and he does it again. And then on the third time, you see the look of fear on people's faces in the pit. Like, oh, my God, he's coming at us again. You know, like, it was amazing.
I think I can find a picture to put on this podcast if you're following us on Patreon, which is the video version, commercial free, of Shaq being carried by the pit and his mouth is all bloody. I don't know, like somehow shit. He got hit in the mouth when he was diving and he's got like blood in his mouth and he's just having the greatest time. And you're right, Kat, everybody in the pit was scared out of their minds because that dude's so big. It was so great.
Yeah. I don't think he has that self-awareness of how big he is, you know? Yeah, it's like maybe. My bulldog would just like sit on me like a lap dog. I'm like, no, you are not a chihuahua. Like yep. What?
That's what she did, the big lady.
So then my favorite part of the story was Shaq got back in the helicopter. Meanwhile, Stained came on the stage and Aaron Lewis said, all right, everybody in the band get off the stage. I'm going to do Outside by myself with the guitar. So he's outside. No. Helicopter takes off. I'm in the wind. I don't know the songs. Helicopter's like hovering over the people. Just you can't hear a word coming out of Aaron Lewis.
He's having a tender moment here on stage with the crowd. But
bad choice, man. Bad choice.
And he was just, the helicopter was just hovering and Shaq was waving and everybody was looking at him and waving. It was one of the greatest moments because I just pictured what must be going on in Aaron Lewis's head other than weed.
That is phenomenal. All right, so if you ever have a question, if you'd like a certain K-Rock story, what was going on behind the scenes when it happened, give us a call. Corny, any chance you remember the phone number?
Oh, I do. That number is 818-510-0042. Give it a ring anytime.
I had my phone ready to call a banana's number, whatever he gave us.
How about that? He gave us the right number. Well done.
I don't understand how that works. Sometimes he remembers, sometimes he doesn't, sometimes he makes it up, sometimes he says he doesn't know. Yeah. Well done, Corny. Very, very good.
Yeah.
All right, you guys now have a chance to win $1. What the hell's going on over there?
I don't know. You're moving furniture. What's happening?
Perfect setup for the jingle. It's well done. Well crafted. Had good momentum.
There you go. There it is. All right, you guys, since Kat has just gotten back from her cruise, let's talk about the top 10 cruise locations, where they go. Not necessarily the destinations, but these are ones around the world that people just love to get on the boat and turn upside down and try and get to the bottom of the boat to save their
lives. Wait, what?
Locations, not destinations? What
yes,
does that mean?
Yes. What so, you know, where it's kind of like where they go to cruise. You know, like you could say a port
The
of whatever.
General area.
Yes, yes,
okay, yeah, that is a location, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
I mean, not to be all picky poopy, but... All right.
That's all right. So, Kat, heads or tails?
Heads.
Yes, that is it. So you get to go first.
You get that, ever.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to say Bahamas, since I was just there.
The Caribbean, the Bahamas, Coco Cay, and Jamaica, number one on the list.
I would guess that, yeah. Seems like that's where most of the cruising is happening. Do you leave from Florida, Kat?
Tampa, yeah.
Tampa. All right, general locations. I guess I should say Alaska.
Alaska is number three on the list. Do you have a ding? Do you have a little ding? I'd love to hear a ding.
Sure, I have that too.
I love the ding.
I didn't get a ding.
Oh, very nice.
Why didn't I got number one and I didn't get a ding. What the hell?
I know. It's fucked up shit right there.
Sorry.
Thank you.
It's delayed.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to say Mexico.
Mexico, the Mexican Riviera, is number five on the list.
Yep.
little slow on the bell. Yeah. Wow, now it gets a little more difficult.
It does. What is that
Mediterranean?
Sound? The Mediterranean is number two. We're talking Italy. We're talking Greece. We're talking Spain. All these lovely places seen from the discomfort of your own cabin.
Interesting.
What is that sound? Do you guys hear that sound?
I don't know what that sound is.
It's like Corny called his cleaning lady and like...
Yeah, Corny's vacuuming.
It is coming from his channel because I just muted.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Oh, he's muted now. Sorry, buddy.
All right. I'm going to say Hawaii.
Hawaii is not on the list. First buzzer of the day.
Oh, that I have.
Buzzer. First buzzer. There you go.
Jump right on that.
Boy, this is getting difficult.
You guys, so, Kevin, you've been on a cruise. I've never been on a cruise. My sister goes on cruises all the time and absolutely loves them. But
I was very anti-cruise because sometimes I get seasick. Not always, but sometimes. And when I do, it's pretty bad. But we took our kids on the Disney cruise.
Okay.
And I have to say that was the best cruise ever.
Nice. Wow.
Because
that boat was
They really tailor it to your children, and the kids have a great time. It's kind
of they have like one of those tube slides on the top where it's like a water slide, but it's like 10,000 miles long.
Jeez, you guys, I don't know about you, but as a kid, when I would go to the trailer park playground and slide down that little shitty slide, that was my Disneyland, my Disney cruise.
That silver metal slide that burned.
Yes, it burned your ass off. Especially in the Arizona sun.
I feel like we've named all of the destinations for cruises, and you're saying there's still five more?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you'll be like, of course.
Who went last? I can't remember.
It's Kevin's turn. To fuck up.
Corny, any ideas?
Oh, nice cheat.
I didn't know we had AI friend.
Corny, you're Kevin's lifeline. Any ideas?
That's scary.
Oh, I hope he goes off on an EMF meltdown. That would be awesome. Unbelievers. It's not unbelievers. No, it's not unbelievers. That's wrong. Kevin, I don't think he's coming through for you, buddy.
Hey, Corny, would you bring upside down pineapples to a cruise?
I think I'll stick to metaphors, not actual pineapples, but I'd definitely enjoy the cruise.
Do you know what upside down pineapples is?
Yes, I do know what upside down pineapples signify socially. Let's just say it's not about fruit salad.
No, well, let's say what it is about. Corny, go ahead. We're all adults here.
I mean, there is tossing of the salad if we really want to get down to it. Sorry. He just laid it out there. I have to walk into
he
it.
He did. You didn't have a choice.
No. Yeah,
Corny, what does it mean specifically?
All right, let's be clear. An upside down pineapple is often a subtle symbol for swinging. So if you see one, someone might be signaling they're open to a little more social adventure.
I think that's nicely put. He still didn't help you out with the answer, though. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Oh, we're still playing
cruises.
The game?
Oh, yeah. You got a dollar on the line. We're not going to just throw it aside. It's crazy. That's crazy talk.
England, Ireland, Scotland?
I can't give that to you.
You should, though.
Yeah, I should. All right, so Kat, this is your chance to steal. You already ahead.
Meaning she wins?
Yes.
You know what? I feel like this is going to be included in one of your categories, but I did spend some time in Croatia, and I saw all of the cruise ships pull up and just throngs of people pouring into Croatia. So I'm going to say, yeah. Croatia.
All right, this is a pathetic question on my point. Would that be considered Northern Europe like the Baltics? I don't think so, right? That's too far south still.
I don't know. I just go. I don't know. Yeah. I just go.
I'm going to guess Northern Europe.
Kevin wins. Wow, you win the dollar. Amazing. How did you figure that one out, Kevin?
Just it came to me. I don't know.
All right, you guys, up and down the coast of New England, Kat. New England.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Good old Canada is number 9. The South Pacific, specifically going through the Panama Canal. Panama! In South America. Australia and New Zealand, very popular place to cruise around.
Oh, my God. How did we not?
I want to tell you my thinking, which is the dumbest thinking possible. I thought that, and I thought, no, that's too far.
Who's going to go all the way out there? They don't want to do that.
Oh, my God, Kevin. You are a joy. You are a gift that keeps on giving.
And if you want to talk about getting far out there, I love this one. And this one, this is the one I've been wanting to do. Antarctica and expedition cruises, like on those ice cutter ships that go through. That's fascinating.
Sluggo, have you ever seen The Thing? Have you ever seen The Thing?
Exactly.
I just want to throw that out there.
What do you think I am? I mean, you know, this is where,
people go crazy out there in the isolation and the cold.
Those are my aliens, man. Those are my people. Right. You guys guessed Mexican Riviera. Northern Europe, Kevin got and won the whole with it on that one. Norway, fjord cruises is another one I kind of want to do. So that includes that.
Interesting.
And then Alaska, Mediterranean, and the Caribbean and Bahamas. So there you go.
You say Caribbean, not Caribbean.
Thank you.
Oh, I think she's correcting you.
Thank you.
No, I'm not correct. I think it's tomato, tomato. I don't know.
Oh, it's both? Corny, do you say it Caribbean or Caribbean?
I'd say it's a matter of preference. Some go with Caribbean, others with Caribbean. Either way, it's still a vacation.
Oh, I hate it when he's like conciliatory like that. Boo.
You know what he's like? He's like the guy who's like, I never want to date. That's like, I don't know, whatever you want to do. I don't know, whatever you want to do.
He also brings a great disinterest to it.
Yeah. That I like.
He doesn't want to do anything, and yet he'll do whatever you want to do.
Kat, do you have anybody from the cruise you would like to dedicate this episode to that we've been talking about?
I would like to dedicate it to our crew, which we've called Bodie Call.
The Bodie Call.
Which is downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield and all the stars. And so, Bodie Call. Bodie Call 2026.
That's awesome. Absolutely love it. You guys, whatever you do, this is episode 99. Do not miss episode 100. I think we've got something good planned for you. That should be out, I believe, on Monday, if you guys are watching in real time. So don't miss episode 100. And Kevin, were you able to find that picture of Shaq? I believe you did. Here it is.
Where did he find overalls that big? Like, does big and tall really carry like big and tall? Like,
I that think he has tall? Everything specifically made.
Oh, right.
I was going to say,
I had one of his shoes and it was size 21 or something like that. It was this big. It was.
Yeah, you brought it into the station one time. I was like, holy cow, that makes my 13 look pathetic.
Right.
I saw him out in Hollywood one night and there was some party and there was this guy who was a little rather like he was like a brick, you know, and had a giant head. And Shaq put his hand on his head. And there was still more room for more head. Like, it was like this giant, like, he could have ripped that guy's head off his shoulders and just gone on with himself. And that was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
But he's nice.
But I like that person has that personality.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Really he's so cool. Yeah, he's so chill. That's awesome.
All right, Corny, give us a complete recap of today's episode with all specific things we talked about. And thank people for listening and watching.
All right, we covered cruise adventures, upside-down pineapples, Kat's Mercedes-Benz ads with her mum, Shaq stage diving at Weenie Roast, and even some top cruise destinations. Huge thanks to all of you for listening and watching. Catch you next time.
He just doesn't want to be here.
No, he's like,
this, you know what? We're roommates now. Like, there's no passion. No passion in this relationship.
No more benefits.
3/4 human with Kevin, Kat, and Sluggo and AI.